If the husband did a chet, if he did something wrong, then the water will check him out also. Rashi says, if the husband lived with his wife after she became a slave, he did an avera, the water will check him out also. Maybe he'll also die because of this. So first of all, is the kasha. Ki ispe ovan bididei mi batki lo mai lebido. If it's true that the husband did something wrong, if the husband did a chet, is it true that the water would check her out? We learn not like that. V'atanya, we learn like this. The pasuk says, V'niko ish me'avoin. V'yoisho hi tises avoinu. That the man is clean from the chet, and then his wife will get punishment. So we darshan that bizman sho ish menuka me'avoin hamayim aboit kemes ishtoi. If the husband is clean from the chet, he didn't do any chet, then the water would check her out. But ain't her ish minuka miyavon. But if the husband is not clean from the chet, in other words, if the husband lived with his wife after she became a saitom, then the pasuk is telling us that ain't hamayim boitkim es ishtoi, that the water would not even check out his wife. So you can't tell me pshat in the Mishnah is that when she drinks the water, not only does it check her out, but it also checks out her husband. It's not true. If it would have to come to check out the husband, then the water would not even check it out for her either. So that can't be pshat in the Gemara, in the Mishnah. Therefore the Gemara says, Elu Laboyel. What the Mishnah means to say is that when she drinks the water, if she really has nus with that man, then that man will also be punished by her drinking the water. In other words, the same thing that happens to her is going to happen to him also. His stomach will also, like, bust, will blow up. So Gemara asks, if so, listening to the Tani Sefer, why doesn't the Mishnah say clearly then to the Boyel? Like it says in the Sefer says, Kishem Shasur Labal, Kachasur Laboyel. The same way she's also to her husband, the Saita, she's also to the Boyel. So if the Mishnah meant to say the Boyel, why didn't it say it to that person like? So Gemara says, L'yoylam Laboyel. I'll tell you, no, really, the beginning of the Mishnah Taka means the Boyel. But for Reisha, at the beginning of the Mishnah, I did the Tony Oiso, since it says she, the wife, in the Lashon of Oiso, Tony Oiso, it says him also, the boil in the Lashon of Oiso, it says Oiso and Oiso. But say for the second part of the Mishnah, I did the Tony Baal, since it says Baal, Tony boil, it also says the boil. So that's why it changes around the Lashonis. But really, Oiso in the Mishnah, Taka means the boil. But the same way when she drinks the water, it checks her out, who was in the water will also check out the bayou also. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding up Chof Chesam Ralef. By two dots, five lines down. Says, Shinema Ubo Ubo. The Mishnah says what the Chiddush was, that the same way when she, the Saita, drinks the water, it's Boydeka, the same way the water is Boydekim, the bayou. Means the man, if she had znus with that man, so the same way the water will like make her stomach blow up and kill her, the same thing will happen to the boil also. And the Mishnah said, Shenemar, it says the pasuk, Ubo, Ubo. It says a few times in the parasha of Soita, the Lashon of Ubo. So Mari asked the question, Iboilu, we have a question. Bo, Ubo, Koma, is the deek is from the fact it said two times the word, Ubo. Oi, Ubo, Ubo, Koma. Maybe no, it's from the extra vav. Rashi says, "Mirivuyay the vav." Are you boy? You boy? Akful of a parsha dorish. That's the shal on the Gemara. Is the drasha from the extra vav? It says ubo, or else is it from the word bo ubo? It says a second time that the whole word is extra. So Mor says, "Tarshama, come in here." That the Mishnah says, "Kishem shasur labal kach asur laboyel." But the next part of the Mishnah says that when she becomes a Saita, so the same way she's also to a husband, the law is if her husband gives her a get, she's also to get married to that person. She's also to the boyo. How do we know this? Shenema, because the pasuk says, Nitumo, v'nitumo. It says also word, v'nitumo, v'nitumo, twice. He said, how do we mean there is? We're dashing from the word, it says twice. So most probably in the ratio also, the drasha is from the word ubo ubo twice. And this Gemara says no again, we have no proof. V'yadayin tiboy, I can still ask you the question. V'yadayin tiboy, nitmo v'nitmo komar, oi nitmo v'nitmo komar. I could ask you the same question by this drasha of Nitzmo, the same question I have. Is it the drasha from the extra Vav, Unitmo, or is it from the word Nitzmo, Nitzmo twice? So the same doubt we have, how we dash in the first part of the Mishnah, from the word Zubo, Ubo, the same doubt we have from the word Nitzmo, Vinitmo. Is it from the extra Vav, or is it from the whole word that's extra? In other words, the Mishnah says two chidushim. The Mishnah says the same way the water checks out by her, it checks out by him also. And the same way she becomes also to her husband, she becomes also to him also. So Gemara says, Toshima coming here. Miditani say for the next part of the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yomer, Rabbi said, Shnei Pomim Hamurim Bapasha. Rabbi says, how is this last Rasha? That the same way she's also to her husband, she's also to the boil. Rabbi says, because it says two times in the parasha the words v'nitzmo. It says v'nitzmo, v'nitzmo. Is echod labal v'yechod laboyim. That's the way Rabbi darshins. That the drasha is, because it says it twice, the words v'nitzmo. So we know that when she becomes a soita, she's also to her own husband, and she's also, if she gets a get, to that boyim. So that's the way Rabbi darshins. So mechlal, from here it's a proof, that the Rabbi Akiva, the ratio of the Mishnah, the first part of the Mishnah, is Vav Kedorish. That Rabbi Akiva dashes it from the word Ubo, from the Vav, not from the extra Bo, but from the word Vav, Ubo. That's the way Rabbi dashes. And the same way the Churubai Nitzmo V'Nitzmo. Rabbi Akiva dashes from the extra Vav. So that's the Machloikis, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi. The Rabbi dashes because it says the word twice, and according to Rabbi Kiva, it's not the drasha because of the word twice, but rather for the extra vav. So Mara says, Hilkach, therefore, since we're coming out now that the pshat in Rabbi Kiva is, he dashes the extra vav. The Rabbi Akiva, she saw Kroi Ksiva. Hatayin says it six times then, according to Rabbi. Because it says the word Ubo three times in the Torah. And Rashi says, Shloisha Ubo Ksuvim Shom. It says three times the word Ubo in the parsha she drinks the Me'amorim. It says Ubo Hamayim Amorim O'Eila B'Me'ayich Litzvayz Voten L'Adiyah Lonu Yedibet and Vada Yerich. Shalhoitzi Lato Gusun Si. So it says one time Ubo Hamayim. Then V'chad V'Hishkres Yishas Me'amorim Amorim Ubo Ubo Hamayim. So the second time that when she drinks the water, Ubo. And then by Tzavo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Geizer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to do it. It also says, Shivo bo hamayim lamorim. It says three times in the parasha the word ubo. It says three times. And it says the vav by each time. Therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, that dashni from the vav, it's like it says it six times now. There were like six drushas we have here from the word ubo. What do we need them for? What do we do with them all? Tomorrow says, Chad le tzavo dido, v'chad le tzavo didei. One is for the tzavo to her, and one is to him. Rashi says, Didor means the boil, Didor means the isha. Yediyah means the tzavo, the atziyah capricious. There are three things here. There's the tzavo, there's the commandment. And then there's the asiyah that Hashem says it should be done. And then it's the yediyah that it will take place. What was the Gemara say? Yeshisha kroi sivi. Chad le tzavo, Didor, chad le tzavo, Didor, the commandments. Chad le asiyah, Didor, the doing. So Rashi said before, the doing means that a Kodesh Baruch is like guaranteeing you that the water will take effect. And one is for him, that when she drinks the water, and if they did have the znus, he'll also get punished. The same thing that's going to happen to her will happen to the boil. And one is for Yediyah for him, and one is for her. The idea, Rashi says, that means to tell you exactly what's going to happen. The beten v'hod the yerech. That first the stomach will like blow up, and then the yerech will fall. The shleil hoitzi laz, Rashi says, the minim parakama. Even though it says in the Torah the opposite way, but that's the idea now to let us know exactly how it's going to happen. So according to Rabbi Kiva, it says it six times like, three, and one for him and one for her. Now the word says, V'Revi, according to Revi's drasha, he dashes from the words itself extra, Tolosa Kroi Siva. It only says three times the word Ubo. There's only three drushes. So according to Revi, it's also Chad Le Tzavo. So what the commandment, the way we're supposed to do it, V'chad li'asiyah, that means that Kodesh Baruch is like Mavtiyah, gives us a guarantee that it'll take effect. V'chad li'idiyah, and one is going to tell us exactly how it's going to happen. That first her stomach will blow up, and then the Yerach will fall. So Gemara asks now, V'Rebbe, according to Rebbe Taka, K'shem Shamayim Boitkim Oysa, Kach Boitkim Oysa Minolei, how does Rebbe know the ratio of the Mishnah? How does Rebbe know this drasha? Well, we're saying that the same way when she drinks the water will take effect upon her, it'll also take effect upon the boil. Not that the boil has to really drink the water. Avada, she's the only one that drinks the water. Just means that when she drinks the water, the same way the water will make her stomach burst, the same way his stomach will also. So how does Rebbe know this? Like Rebbe doesn't have an extra pasuk. We need the three ubols for drushes. Tomorrow says, Nafkale, Rebbe learns it out, midetani, like we learned. The pasuk says, Latspois beten, that the stomach will blow up, Velantil yorech, and the yorech, the thigh, will fall down. So we dashin bitnoi the yerecha shavoyel, that this pasuk is talking about the stomach and the yorech of the boil of the man that she lived with. So Gemara asks, how do you know this? Toayma bitnoi the yerecha shavoyel, you're telling me. Oyema, maybe not. Maybe it's only the Recha Shal Nevelis. How do we know it goes on the boil? So Mar says, Kishuaymer. There's another passage that says, Vitzavsa bitno v'nofla yerecha. There's another passage that talks about that her stomach will burst, her yerech, her thigh will fall. Hare bitno v'yerecha shal Nevelis omar. The passage already talks about her, she herself, the Saita, that her stomach will burst and her yerech will fall. Omani Mekayim Latzpois Betin, what's this other posik? Velantil Yorech, that means Bitnov Yerecha Shel Boyol. That comes to teach me that who are in the stomach and the thigh of the boyol will also take effect, will also be affected over here. Yeah. The Yidach, what does Rabbi Kiva do with this? Like Rabbi Kiva dashes this from the extra vav ubo. So what does he do with this word latzpois betin? So the Yidach Rabbi Kiva says, "Who the moido lo koyin? The koyin has to tell her like the betin bereishiv ha the yerach, that you should know what's going to happen to you is that first your stomach's going to blow up and then your yerach will fall. Shelo lohitzi laz al hamayim amorim." The people should not be moitzilah, say like the water is false, it's not going to take effect, like Rashi says. Mishum deviyom alo beklola, because when the kohen first gives her the klola, the curse, bereishis yerecha nefelis, by the curse, the kohen tells you, you should know, first your thigh is going to fall, and then your stomach. And now when the water actually comes into her, it's the opposite, that her stomach blows up first, and then the yerech. So he has to tell it to Ishano, even though with the curse we said not like this, but Lamaisa, what's going to happen? That when you drink the water, if you have this nus, the first is your stomach's going to take effect, and then your yerach will fall down. That's why the Torah repeats it over again, like to tell her this is the order, how it's going to happen. V'idach, what does Rebbe do with this? In Cain, if so, that's all the pasuk is needed for, lichto kro bitno v'yerecho. Let the person just say, Bitno v'yerecha. My beten v'yerech. What's this lashon of beten v'yerech? Shmaminu l'boil. Shmaminu, we're talking about the boil. That's what we're talking about. So for the extra word, if it says, beten and yerech, it's going on the man. For the Gemara of Sol, v'yeyma kulu l'hoch yudiyosa. Maybe the pasuk is only, according to Rebbe, maybe the pasuk is only coming to tell us that the boil, the man, will also be affected from the water. How the chalal do we know the apostles come to teach us that the seder, that first the stomach will blow and then the thighs? In Kain, the Gemara says, if so, lichta bitnoi v'yerechoi, let it say clearly, bitnoi, his beten and his thigh. My beten, what's beten? Stam v'yerech ishma minatati. The Gemara teaches us two halachas. First of all, Avad has come to teach us that he will be affected also. The boy will also get this punishment that his stomach and his thigh. But Agav is also coming to teach us that when she gets a punishment, not like it's done in the klala, that's first the yerech and then the stomach, but rather first the stomach and then the yerech. Then the Mishnah says, Am Yeshua, that kachaya derech zechaya, that this is the way zechaya used to dashin, that what that he said, Rebbe said, that it says two times in the Torah, Nitzmo v'Nitzmo. That's the drach, Yechad Labav, Yechad Laboyim. Matana Rabboni, Shloisha Povim Hamurim B'Parsha. It says three times really in the Parsha of Soito, Nitzmo. It says, Im Nitzmo, Nitzmo v'Nitzmo. It says really three times in the Parsha that if she was Tomei, if she had this Nus. So what do we need it three times for? Loma. So the Braisa says, Echad Labal. One comes to tell us the truth, that when she becomes a Saita, she automatically, min asofik, becomes also to her husband. For Yechad Labaya, she's also to that man. Even if her husband does not let her drink the water, but rather gives her a get right away, she's also to get married now to that man. For Yechad Latruma, one comes to teach us that if she's a Bas Kayin, you should know she's possible now to teach Truma. Or if she's an Ashes Kayin, she's also now to teach Truma. Because she became a Saita now, minasafik, we have a doubt, maybe she had this nus, she comes like a halalom, that she can't eat any more truma. The Rashi says, Yechad Truma, she'afilu hi bas kayin, even she's only the daughter of a kayin, uboa obala kayin, or else the husband's a kayin, nivsala minatruma, still she becomes potsal now, titruma. Divi Rabbi Akiva, that's what Rabbi Akiva dashes. On this, Omer Rabbi Yishmoy, Bishmol says, no, I don't need a posik. Bishmol says, is kal v'choymer, I have a kal v'choymer. So Rashi learns, and it's sorach lovi min ha-mikro l'poisla min ha-kuna. Yishmol is saying another thing, that I don't need a posel now to say that she becomes posel to marry a kain. Like really, she becomes a halala. So he says, that I don't need a posel. To tell me that now when she's a soita, even if her husband, well he gives a get and a get, even if the husband dies, she's also to get married to a kain. I don't need a plastic for that. Why? If Yishmo says it's a kal v'chayma. Well, ma gerusha shemoteres l'truma. Asur l'kuna, ma d'chen isha that receives the get. If she's a bas kayin, she's allowed a silly truma. Still we say what? She's also to get married to a kayin. Zu, this fight to hear. Shasur v'truma. She's also a ti truma. Is a chureina din shasur l'kuna. Isn't it a sorrow for sure that she's also to a kayin? So the Rishmo says, I know that she's also to get married to a kohen. If so, matam loy mevhi nitzmo. Why does the pasuk have to say matam loy mevhi nitzmo vhi loy nitzmo? What do we need this pasuk for? Like if she did do this nus, or if she didn't do this nus, means like this: in nitzmo lo meshaita. Like if she really did this nus, so why does she have to drink the water for? So she should be killed. Im loy nitzmo, she did not do this nus. Loma mashka, what do you have to make her drink the water for? It's like, what's the side of Saita? So he comes to tell me that Magad Lukhla Kosef, the Pasuk is coming to teach us, Sheha Sofik Asura, that the Hiddush of the Saita is that even though you don't know for sure your wife lived with that man, all you know is that you warned her, stay away from him, and it was found by Edim that she was alone with that man, so Min Asofik now the Hiddush is that she becomes Asa to you. That's what the Pasuk is coming to teach us. Yeah, let's see Rashi in this. So it says, Matamla vihim nitmo. So Rashi learns that this is not really a situation from Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said what he wanted. Rabbi Shmuel already said that I know from a kal v'chayma that a soit was also to get married to a kohen. And now there's like a Gemara by itself now. The Gemara Stami asked the Kasha, what's the of Psukim? That it says she did do the nus, or she didn't do this nus. So, Matam Aloyma Vikina, as Rashi says, Vikina Sishtoim, Vinitmo, Dimashma Vada Nitmo, or Matam Aloyma Ayovrolov, Vilonitmo, if she to lay the Nitmo, Loma Shaisu, she to lay Nitmo, Loma Mashke, what's going on here? So, Gemara says, Stam, Magalakwa Kosa Shasofik Asura, Vokhi Komakris, the Pasuk is telling us, Ishazu, Shem Nitmo, Shem Lonitmo. We don't know if she had this nus or not. But Okom Malacho, the Pasuk says, the Yashkeno, let her drink the water, Levar Asveka, to let us know clear really what happened. Viloy Mashkalo Asura, that's the Chiddush. And if she does not drink this water, then because of a doubt, Min Asofik, she remains also to the husband. So on this we'd make a drasha now, Mikana Todan, from here we can learn out all Hilchos Tumah. That L'Sheretz, if you have a Sheretz, that if you have a sofik, if it touched something that's tor, that min a sofik it becomes tomei. O ma soit ish lo yosa bo shoyke kumezit. Madach by Saita, when your wife lived with another man, if it was done b'shoigig, she's not asa to you. She's only asa if it was done b'mezit. V'yaynas k'rosin, if she did it b'yaynas, they forced her, she's also still mutter to you. It's not like rosin. Still, we say asa b'safik of adai, in a case where we have a doubt if she really lived with the man or not, she's asa to you, min asafik. If so, sheretz. Whenever we have a doubt whether a sheretz touched truma, did a sheretz touch something to make a tummy or not? If we know the sheretz for sure touched the truma or touched whatever you want, for sure it becomes tamei. It doesn't make a difference if it was b'shoigeg b'yoynis. That's a metzias. That if a dover tummy and avat tuma touches something, it's metamarit. Over there, for sure, if the sheretz touches the truma, it does become tamei. If so, ain't a din shi'asa by safek of adai. Isn't it for sure then the svara should be that any time